248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Mara Rubin in New York. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to take the lead in two Justice Department investigations into former President Donald Trump. He is Jack Smith.
Smith said he intends to conduct the assigned investigations independently, going on to say the pace of the investigations will not pause or flag under his watch. Mr. Trump spoke from Mar-a-Lago Friday night.
This horrendous abuse of power is the latest in a long series of witch hunts. It started a long time ago.
Earlier, a Trump spokesperson released a statement saying this is a totally expected political stunt by a feckless, politicized, weaponized Biden Department of Justice.
That was Skylar Henry reporting from Washington. The Buffalo metro area is buried in 5.5 feet of snow. WIFB TV reporter Marley Tuskus is in Buffalo, where it's still snowing.
Now we are dealing with winds picking up, causing visibility to be virtually zero for those who are out on the roads. We're also seeing several plows trying to make their way through over here. The problem that we're seeing is two things. The fact that even the plows are starting to get stuck in the roadway. The other thing is that they're dealing with cars that are stuck.
The storm is already being blamed for at least two deaths. Police in Idaho know more, but still don't know who did it. Christina Ruffini reports.
CBS News has learned that some of the four college students who were killed in their off-campus housing were found in their beds, and the bodies were discovered on both the second and third floors. Police have not identified a suspect, and they do not have a murder weapon, but the coroner told CBS News it was a large knife, likely the same weapon for all the bodies. Christina Ruffini, CBS News, Moscow, Idaho.
Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes is going to prison. Correspondent Steve Futterman reports her lies brought her down.
She claimed to have developed a test that could use just a few drops of blood to detect hundreds of diseases, but it turned out to be a complete fraud. Now Elizabeth Holmes is on her way to prison. She was sentenced to just over 11 years for her involvement. For a time, the company, Theranos, became a golden child in the wild world of Silicon Valley, with its value at one point reaching around $10 billion.
There will be no enjoying a cold beer at the World Cup in Qatar, which starts on Sunday. Officials there banned alcohol at the stadiums. Budweiser paid $75 million to be the official beer sponsor. And so they tweeted, then deleted, well, this is awkward. Alcohol is largely prohibited there. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Qatar, here we come.
Christian's travel agency has one
goal.
Talk
to you soon.
The world's biggest soccer tourney.
The hotel is 7 miles from the stadium. Are you serious? Did you email the transportation company?
Now he needs an Arabic interpreter on his roster.
I don't speak it either.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
and he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 21, winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 3 above. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 28. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. We appreciate you. Call number here is 202-808-9925. We're going straight to your calls. Let's go to David, North Miami Beach, Florida. Go ahead, David.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, yes, y'all.
The Herschel Walker thing has me horrified at multiple levels. I would love to get a brain scan while he's alive to see that everything lights up correctly. But the whole movie reference, as a fan of movies, horror and otherwise, I'm horrified. It's like he was reading a bad cliff note of a bad cliff note and trying to use it as a matter of faith as a sideways attack on Warnock. And if he was trying to make reference to the original movie with Roddy McDowell instead of the remake with David Tennant, I'm extra horrified because Roddy McDowell worked with my father, the amazing Ronald, the Juilliard-trained orchestra conductor, worked together on a sci-fi orchestra project, which was big in '70. So if he was talking about the original, I'm extra horrified by mocking an actor I respect. Now, all this stuff is great, but what the heck?
Yeah, it's... the Herschel Walker thing, it's a really important election. It's a really important election. I don't want to trivialize it, and I don't mean to trivialize it. It maybe is a reminder for why or underscores a counter argument. Anybody who doesn't like sortition, doesn't like citizen juries, doesn't like the sort of what I'm going to call truer democracy. That I think if you picked a random Georgian compared to Herschel Walker, I think they'd do all right. I think they'd do all right. They would not be as good a running back. But in seriousness, I can't speculate on somebody's health. I do know that the incidence of CTE, particularly in that era, prior to modern helmets, they had helmets, but not the same kind of helmets they have now. Prior to changing rules about spearing, about how you are allowed to attack, how you're allowed to use the head, before the rules were tightened up around late hitting, sort of more measures to protect players. I mean, players still get microconcussions, still going to have all kinds of brain damage, still going to have CTE, but it was worse then, right? And I've been curious about O.J. Simpson's brain. I am curious about Herschel Walker's brain, but I can't speculate too much. Bill, go ahead. Bill from Richmond, Virginia.
Sir, good afternoon. What I was going to ask about was this, and I thought about this for quite a while and came up this past week because something Senator Biden said before the election, or President Biden said, that the Republicans don't get the idea that if, and I guess this is predicated on the red wave that didn't happen, don't take that as a mandate to do, certain things. Well, I started thinking
which things? Which things?
Well, I think part of it is probably some of the things that they want to repeal, or
and they being who? The new House Republicans?
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you vote Republican, yeah, Bill?
No, not necessarily.
What typically? Who'd you vote for president?
Last one, I voted for Democratic Senator Jim Webb as a write-in in Virginia.
Interesting. Keep going.
I couldn't vote for Biden, and I sure wouldn't go vote for Trump.
Yeah.
I am right of center. I won't deny that.
Yeah.
But the point that I'm wondering, though, is this. I can only think of a few times in my lifetime when a president came in or party had a clear mandate. And I can probably go back over the years, probably you go back to 68 with LBJ, probably 72 with Nixon, 80 with Reagan, or either 84 with Reagan, et cetera, you know, at the point. But if you've got a slim majority in, particularly in Congress, do you consider that to be a mandate? Because my feeling is this, that if the MAGA people had not been involved with the Republican side, and I think it showed up in 2020, the amount of people that vote against somebody, they're not voting for, they're voting against. And I think it's a large, because there's probably, I don't want to use the word cult, both ways, but there's a large following of Trump people and a large dislike following of Trump people.
Yeah.
So if President Biden feels that way, but the Republicans coming in, and in turn in 2020, or did the Democrats have our mandate?
That's a good question. I want to make sure I'm getting your question. I think what you're saying is, to what degree do I think or do we think that a political party, a president has a mandate, and maybe, and should that, and if we don't think they have a mandate, depending on our definition of that, should that counsel some humility? Is that a fair, summation of your question?
Yeah. And I think
I'll
also
take a crack
too, the
at
other part. Okay, let me ask you, want to bring up another point too, is this, is that if a party thinks they have a mandate, even though the elections don't show that, I mean, they may have a majority, that sometimes that both parties tend to overextend what they, you know, what they think they can do, and then in the next election, oh, they get pushback over it.
Yeah. So, Bill, appreciate the call. Take a crack at it. I appreciate the question. So, the bad way I'll say it is, it depends. I don't think, I appreciate your historical analogs, and FDR and LBJ are good ones. Another one I might give is Obama 2008 had 60 votes, or at least 60 Democrats, didn't have 60 votes, but had 60 Democrats. One of them was Lieberman, and he's the one who killed the public option. But after 2008, I'm pretty sure that's the year. So I don't think a political party almost ever has a mandate to do everything they want. And I don't think that's true of Democrats. I don't think if it's true of Republicans. I don't think they ever have a mandate to do anything they want. I would like to see more, and I don't even really love the word, because it reeks of sort of power. It reeks of this thing that both Bush and Obama said words to this effect, right? It's like, well, we've built some political capital, we're going to spend it, right? It's like, we've got power, now we're going to flex our power. That is not my favorite language, and it's not because I'm a softy. I mean, I might be a softy, but it's not because I'm a softy. It is that what I'd like it if campaigns were like more is like, hey, here's what we're going to do if we're elected. We got elected, now we're going to do those things. And you pick a couple high priorities, right? You say, okay, we got elected, we're going to do those things. And if you win by a smaller margin, I think you still try to do the high priority things, and you try to work with whomever you can, right? I think you're right that that there is a risk of politicians winning and then doing everything they possibly can on their list, and it's a little bit like real estate developers overbuilding, and then, you know, the market shifts, right? I think the bigger risk, though, has tended to be not getting enough stuff done at all. I think the bigger risk has not been, oh, we're solving too few problems and too many problems in Congress because people are taking their mandates too seriously or thinking they have more power than they do. I think we have not been solving enough problems. I think we are behind on solving climate change problems, no question, right? We've known the science since Carter. We've known that we should be shifting how we design cities so you don't have to choose between,
right? Whether you want an electric vehicle or not electric vehicle, but you can also choose between walking a few more places, taking a bicycle a few more places, taking public transit a few more places, making your life a little cheaper. Cars are expensive, and not just to buy. They're expensive for the insurance. They're expensive if you get a crash. They're expensive for the gas. And they're expensive for everybody else. I don't even get to drive in the car. And I don't say this as either a pointy-headed academic. I say it mostly as a hypocrite who drives an F-150, right? But also got an e-bike because it's a way better way of getting around. So I do think that there is that politicians should be humble. I don't think a lack of humility has been our biggest challenge in policymaking. I think our biggest challenge has been not having a government that is sufficiently and significantly and frequently enough answered questions to solve problems. But power games, not enough problem-solving games. So we need to be a coalition that pushes for problem-solving.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back in the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jeff.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-916-0994. 800-916-0994. That's 800-916-0994.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
We're back on the Tom Hartman program. We're going to have mind-blowing brain facts at the bottom of the hour. Let's go straight to your calls. Let's go to Will from Clear Oaks, California, or Clear Lake Oaks, I think. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, Jefferson, how you doing? I have it's not a very deep concept, but real simple. I have a basic suggestion for what Raphael Warnock and anybody that supports him could say about Herschel Walker. For what it's worth, I think that it would be a good idea to acknowledge that Walker does have a kind of a charm. He has a certain charm to him, and he, you know, when he's on his medications, at least he's actually kind of likable. I mean, he's enjoyable to listen to, as bizarre and you know, and as babbling as he is. Obviously, he's not very bright. That all said, I think it should be just a very simple explanation to any time Warnock talks that, look, my opponent has a certain charm to him. I mean, he's kind of a likable dude. We all see that. But when you're a senator, this is a serious job for serious people doing that have serious implications on your lives. Let's take this seriously. We don't need a charming ex-football player in a job that is obviously over his head. This is not for the boys. This is a job for the adults. And just please,
Will,
keep that in mind when you vote.
No, I appreciate. I really like what you did. I really like what you did because it's really smart. I want people to hear what Will said. Thank you, Will. Appreciate you. Appreciate your call. What he said is really smart, because instead of just saying, ha, 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 look at that dum-dum, as has been the critique so many times of so many politicians, when all of us are sometimes the dum-dum, everybody in our lives, every single person has done an embarrassing thing, has not known something they should have known, has nodded their head when somebody brings something up, even though they don't know it because they don't want to seem stupid. Everybody has that. So just saying, oh, look at the dum-dum. That's what the jerky kids do in class, right? That's not what loving people do. Oh, look at the dum-dum. But you say, oh, yeah, you know, he's doing his best. He's doing his thing. I'm not mad at Herschel Walker for being Herschel Walker. Right? This is a serious gig, though. We got real problems we got to solve. He's qualified any number of things that might not be the U.S. Senate. This is a serious job for serious people. We're not opposed to fun. Anybody we're going to send is one of the 100 people to help shape the present and future of this country. We've got to be in a position to shape the present and future of this country. I think, Will, it's a good way to handle it. Joan from Rochester, go ahead.
Hi, I was going to be talking about Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And I had some questions about what he's doing. You know, he's reducing his business, you know, firing people, and he said he hopes he has a small business. And I wonder who is backing him for all the money he's spending on what he's doing, that, you know, he's losing a lot of money. And what is his goal? Is it to take people, things away from them, like Twitter, Facebook, so that they make us more isolated and kind of confine us to a small type of radio programs that are, you know, on the fringe of the authoritarianism, which is their goal of isolationism for all the people in this country. And I have a really funny feeling about it, because he acts so nonchalant, and he's got so many billions of dollars, and he's firing people and doing things and making his business small.
Yeah. So
I just have, Can I just have one other time to say something? I was thinking when we were talking about the people, if I remember right, power belongs to the people, and the people in Washington are supposed to be doing things for us. We're the ones that are supposed to have power over them, not the other way around.
Yeah.
And it's getting to be really bad with what's going on with Musk and the authoritarianism and the threat of Nazism. And thank you, Jeff. Your program has been great. It's been fun listening to you.
Joan, appreciate thank it so you. Much. No, thank you. And yeah, so what I heard you say was that you don't trust exactly what's going on with Elon Musk. You don't know who's backing him. You don't know. I mean, he's got his own money, but he doesn't have all his own money. And he didn't build it by himself. And now he's downsizing at Twitter, firing any number of people, lost his entire, pretty much his entire C-suite, right? Who walked out. And what are his motives? Who knows what evils lurk in the hearts of humans? So, these are good questions. Then there's a bunch I'm not sure of, right? Like what were all of his, why did it make sense for him to buy Twitter, right? It's a good question. And I don't think it has just one reason. What are all his networks or relationships? I'm not sure, but we know a couple things. We know like sovereign wealth funds of foreign nations. We know that pretty strong speculation about important relationships with China and Russia. And here's something we definitely know, is that once you are, oh, and I don't know if the cutoff line is $1 billion or $500 million or $10 billion, but at some point, you're not a rich person. That's not the deal. At some point, you're a nation state. At some point, you're a king. You're a duke. You are a vehicle and vessel of power. And that's what it's. It's not jealousy to say, oh, I wish I was that rich, therefore I don't like the person who's rich. It's not jealousy to say, no, we've got to actually care about that. Because if we're going to have a democracy, then, yeah, we want people to be able to develop interesting products and do amazing things. And we want people to live great lives and innovate. That's all great. And at the same time, we want to make sure that there is some degree of shared power, some degree of, as you said, the people still being in charge. And it is concerning that at the turn of the last century, when we were facing consolidated industrialist, modern equivalent of billionaire power, it was industrial power that had as a limitation the media. Now, the oligarchs are buying the media itself. And that is impacting the conversation. It's one of the reasons I'm so grateful to be with you, and so one of the reasons I'm so grateful for you and the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back right after this with mind-blowing brain facts. Anything Goes Friday.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win 2 tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 21, winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 3 above. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 28. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Our 1 hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full 3 hour podcast available over at TomHartman.com if you want to really support our program.
Do any of your friends or family go to sleep? any of them have beds? Do you ever give presents? Do you like to score points by finding a great gift for the holidays? Well, here are a couple of great ideas for family and friends to be able to brag about how thoughtful you are, both from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things. First, Cozy Earth luxury bedding. Their sheets are so soft, it's like sleeping on a cloud, except you don't fall through the sky like you would if you were sleeping on a cloud. Not only are they super soft, but they're made up of the finest premium materials from highly sustainable bamboo. They're naturally temperature regulating, so you'll sleep comfortably year-round, and so will be your friends who you get all the sheets for. Pick your 100 favorite friends, get sheets for all of them. Second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. When you're there, you can check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. Also great gifts. Cozy Earth bedding items come in a very cool reusable canvas bag. You can save 40% right now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, the holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter promo code TOM at checkout and save that 40%. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code THOM. CozyEarth.com. Cozy. So cozy. We're back. It's Anything Goes Friday. What's going to go? Let's go to Norm in Tampa, Florida. Wins the Most Patient Listener Award.
Hey, how you doing, Tom? I mean, hello, Jefferson?
I'm here.
Hello. I'm sorry. I said Tom.
That is a compliment. You should apologize to him. You go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I just wanted to give you an update on a thing that's been happening. I've got a case that's pending before the Supreme Court of the United States. It's case number 226,000, and it questions the evidentiary standards that are used by, you can pull this up, by the United States Drug Enforcement Agency in targeting healthcare providers, a standard called red flag, to which they have no authorization by Congress, which they are not authorized to issue guidelines or promulgate rules, to which Congress gave them no authority. And they just simply grabbed onto it and started seizing, using these red flags to seize people's property, pharmacists and medical doctors.
Norm, I'm realizing our guest has arrived. Is there a last point this you want to make, or a place you want to direct people to?
Yeah, sure. You can direct it to. We have a blog called YouAreWithinTheNorms.com.
Great.
YouAreWithinTheNorms.com, and hopefully on December the 2nd, the Supreme Court makes a decision that we could move forward with this.
All right.
That's all we're praying. I just wanted to keep people informed that this case is pending.
Thank you. Thank you, Norm, for the call. Appreciate you. Appreciate you as a listener. You can check out that website. It's Anything Goes Friday. Appreciate you. And let's go to Anthony Alvarado. All right. Now, we do not have a produced open for this, and it should, because he does real work on this, and he's great stuff, and he's a great dude. So Anthony Alvarado, who has written a couple books, is doing our segment, which is now, I believe, his segment, which I now believe is called Mind-Blowing Brain Facts. Anthony Alvarado, if I got the name wrong, and how are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Jefferson. I was brainstorming on this segment. I was like, maybe I should just call it Brainstorm. I don't know. What do you think?
Brainstorm.
What I have for you today is information about the human mind. And these are all things that people can probably make use of for their own lives. First one up, I want to talk about...
Almost all of us have a brain, which is good. And I think maybe one of the sub-segments of the segment should be, in fact, discussing the name of the segment. Each time, we have a new name of the segment, and then we ask for feedback for what the name ought to be. Because what did it used to be called? It used to be called something else. Galactic Brain, and then Mind-Blowing Brain Facts. And now you're considering Brainstorm, although that suggests you're asking for input. So, but I don't have have an axe to grind here, okay? I do not have a dog in this hunt. I am down for whatever you want to call it, but I just want to make sure that we continue to discuss the name each time you come on. All right, Anthony, what mind-blowing brainstorm galactic brain facts do we have today?
So I wanted to talk about, since it's November, seasonal affective disorder. Now, this is something that I have, and so I found this really interesting to learn in researching this segment. 10% of Americans have SAD, seasonal affective disorder, and that's basically the winter blues. It's depression in the winter. It's the lack of sunlight getting you down.
Sad.
Sad, yeah. And, you know, that, of course, varies. The further north you live, the more likely you are to be in a place where the climate is affected by the sun, of course. And then if you're maybe living in Los Angeles, it's not going to be as big of an issue, obviously. But overall, 10%, which I thought was a surprising number. That's quite a few Americans. And there's ways to treat this. Okay. Number one, experts recommend getting what's called a light box, which is basically, I got one of these at home. It's a really bright lamp. And the idea is you sit in front of it for 20 minutes every morning, and it's as bright as being outside on a summer morning.
And Anthony, is it just the brightness of it, or does it have a special kind of light? It's like UV or something?
Yeah, you know, it's got to be full spectrum light.
Got it.
So it can't just sit in front of your lamp, you know, at home. It has to be a specially designed light. And let's go for like maybe $100. But if you're somebody that feels like the winter gets to you, I'd recommend looking into those.
It's a good timing, by the way, Anthony, for this. It's a good timing because we're just starting to enter those months, right? So it's time now, you know, that people could be prepping for it so they don't get too bummed out by, you know, February, January, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, depending on, like, not everybody has this, but if you do or you know somebody, it's really good to kind of plan ahead. And so these are some options.
All right. So light box, what's the next?
The next one is get outside. Experts say it's really important, even if it maybe is an overcast day and it's cloudy. You still want to get outside because despite what it may look like, you're still going to be getting more light from the sun, even on a cloudy day, than you would if you stay inside.
Yeah.
So one thing
it can't be. It can't be. It exacerbates it, right? It looks dark outside, looks gloomy. It's, oh, I wish I had some sunshine, so I'm going to stay inside and watch television. When in fact, that should be the thing where you do put on a coat, do put on a scarf, maybe a hat, and get out, get a little vitamin D, get some sunshine, even though it doesn't look like sunshine. It's still a little bit of sunshine. All right, keep going.
Absolutely. And, you know, movement's really good. I recommend doing some activity. Experts also say don't let your summer activities just happen in summer. See if you can.
Do you have a favorite kind of movement? Is there a dance you do for the TikTok kids? Do you have a favorite dance?
Well, you want to translate your activity into to wintertime stuff. Maybe, you know, if you play sports.
So winter dances. It used to be summer dances, but you want to do your winter dances.
Yeah, put on a hat and get out there. You know, ride your bike with a jacket on and just like keep that momentum going is very important.
Like Rocky Balboa, right? He puts on the sweats. He doesn't just work out in the summer. Rocky Balboa, he gets the sweats on, the towel around his neck, the hat, and he keeps gloves, and he keeps rocking.
You got to keep rocking.
All right.
One other thing, this is a personal recommendation, is if you can get access to a sauna. That doesn't have the light effect, but you get some of that
warm
heat. It's really nice and relaxing.
And you get warm. All right.
And you get warmed up. The next thing I wanted to talk about, that this is actually kind of a new study. This is from the University of California of Berkeley. The science director, Aaron's there, is saying that humor and levity have physiological benefits. Now, this is actually coming from two different studies. One, the Berkeley study is saying that when you're stressed out, we all go into this sort of like fight or flight response. Breathing can become shallow, muscles tense up. But they found that the quickest way to undo that is levity, is humor.
Interesting.
So if you can, maybe there's a situation that you find yourself in and you can find a way to look at the funny side. Scientists are now saying, well, that actually has not just a psychological effect, but a physiological effect on your heart rate, on your breathing, on your whole body.
So the body stress response, that fight or flight response, or fight or flight or freeze, that seizes up your amygdala, constricts your capillaries, makes blood rush out of your hands and feet, right? The stuff that gets you ready to fight a saber-toothed tiger, that you can, in fact, be reminded that there is not, in fact, a saber-toothed tiger if someone will tell you a joke, or if you can figure out one for yourself.
Yeah, and they're actually thinking that this may be a part of how or why humor, like the point exists. Of humor, why it evolved is to get us to unclench and relax after something startles us into a fight or flight syndrome.
We need comic relief for real, all right? As we wrap it, our last 30 seconds, any final summation of that or final idea or mind-blowing fact?
Take time out of your day to maybe follow people on social media or watch a funny show. I'm making a point this winter to watch a bunch of like Steve Martin and Bill Murray classics, like do the comedy classics.
Well, Anthony, how can we follow you?
I'd recommend follow me on Twitter, but who knows if Twitter's going to be around in the coming days.
Anthony Alvarado with Mind Blowing Brain Facts. Thank you so much, Anthony. Be well.
Thank you, Jefferson.
Love you, man.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. Anything goes Friday.
Does it make sense to you that the same company who controls half of online retail also passively eavesdrops on your private conversations at home? Or that a single company controls 90% of internet searches, runs your email service, and gets to track everything you do on your smartphone? Big tech is powerful, and they profit by exploiting your personal data. That's why I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN makes your activity harder to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your internet data, keep you safe from hackers and eavesdroppers on your network. It does all this without slowing your connection. That's why it's rated the number one VPN by Business Insider, and it's so easy to use. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your personal data to big tech. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom. That's expressvpn.com/THOM to get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. expressvpn.com/Tom.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it. We are back. Let's go to Kevin, Boulder, Colorado. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey there, Tom. Called you a couple times, typically about union stuff. So lifelong Democrat from a Democrat family and pro-union, of course. But I wanted to just start with that so you knew what side, where I was coming from and what side of the fence I'm on. And the conversation is about candidate quality. And what got me to call today is that there was a gentleman that called in speaking about Warnock and Walker. And it was a very one-sided conversation. And there was no mention of Fetterman, and I'm not in that race. He was speaking of candidate quality. I'm not talking about the race itself. Is this political?
He was making the point that Raphael Warnock is a better candidate than Herschel Walker, and there was no mention of Fetterman.
No, there wasn't. But he was speaking more of his likability and just the way Walker talked and what have you. But he was so one-sided that he didn't even seem to realize that there was another candidate running for political office that won that really struggles with that kind of communication.
Okay, so now I understand what you're saying. So you're saying if one is going to criticize Herschel Walker, then somebody should be willing to discuss now Senator-elect John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. Is that a fair summation?
More than fair. 100% is where I'm coming from on that.
All right, Kevin. Thanks for the call. Here's what I'd say. First of all, I want to agree with sort of the sentiment that people have heard of the term Blue Dog Democrat because it came to mean something, a Democrat that was barely blue. But where that was actually from was the phrase Yellow Dog Democrat. And a Yellow Dog Democrat was somebody who'd vote for a Democrat even if it was a yellow dog running. They didn't care at all about candidate quality. And let's be real. Let's be honest. People who have poked fun at Herschel Walker have been less likely to poke fun at John Fetterman. I think there are a few reasons for that. I want to talk about it. John Fetterman, unless you're saying his stroke is a reason he's unqualified to be in the U.S. Senate, was qualified to be in the U.S. Senate. He was deputy governor, what do they call it, lieutenant governor of his state. He has been involved in political activism for a long time. He's someone with significant command of the issues, who has been looked to as a not only spokesperson, but for policy advice by people ranked ahead of him when he was a younger person. The only reason he wouldn't be qualified is if you think his stroke disqualified. And that's a very different circumstance from Herschel Walker. That said, I do think we should be humble in our critiques, and to use your term, about candidate quality. Because the truth of the matter is, we are vastly more likely to see the flaws of candidates we don't agree with than we are to see the flaws in candidates we do agree with. right? Much more likely. And that not only is human, it's also strategically understandable, because the single most important vote that is ever cast by a U.S. senator, the single most important vote that's ever cast by a member of the U.S. House, is the very first vote. And that first vote is to organize the caucus. That is what the rules are going to be, who the speaker's going to be, who's going to make the committee chair appointments. That's the most important vote, because that vote determines what gets to be on the agenda. Whether you in fact take on inflation, whether you in fact take on price gouging, whether you in fact take on gas prices, whether you in fact try to do something about climate change, whether you in fact try to make sure that people who are married have that marriage respected, even if the Supreme Court changes its mind. That first vote determines whether those issues ever come up. And now that Kevin McCarthy or someone else who is a Republican, or now that Republicans will get to decide who is Speaker, they've decided the most important thing instead of those things they want to talk about is investigating a non-elected official of who happens to be the kid of an elected official. So it is not irrational for a die-in-the-wool Republican, the only thing they care about is for Chuck Schumer to have less power. It doesn't surprise me. They'd support a yellow dog. Herschel Walker's much more qualified than a yellow dog. Where I do think it matters, where I do think the comparison matters, is, you know, Herschel Walker's running against Sean Fetterman. Herschel Walker's running against Raphael Warnock. And some voters should care. Some voters are not yellow dog Republicans. Some voters are human beings who are wanting to elect somebody who will advocate for their interests the best way they can, and who will be influential within the U.S. Senate, who will be able to advocate for things that are good for the voters within that jurisdiction, who will add to the discussion nationally. There will be voters who care about that. And for the voters who care about that, the difference in candidate quality between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker is a deeply legitimate issue. Terrifically important, and not only important based on critique of Herschel Walker, but important because of the gem that is Raphael Warnock. If you check this guy out, this guy is not above average. This guy, in terms of morality, intellect, capability, I mean, pick your percentile, he's in that percentile. He's as good as it gets. I think that delta matters. I do think that we have to root for John Fetterman's health. That's really important. Voters in Pennsylvania had to decide if somebody who had suffered a stroke on the campaign trail was qualified and able to represent them in the United States Senate. But they didn't only have the data of a few weeks to go by. They didn't have to go by how he sounded in a speech or a single debate. They had years to go by, and they were comparing him to Dr. Oz and the years they could look at the public service that he didn't have. I believe an important health event does not disqualify you for public office. I think for John Fetterman, it also humanized him. He's 6'9", for gosh sakes. It wasn't bad to be humanized. I root for his health. I appreciate the call. Humility is important. So is understanding the importance of that first vote.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The holidays are right around the corner, and Louise and I are ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays, and HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Sign up today for 65% off.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond,